set now. If we don't get another house, another car, if we don't get anything,
it's already.
Amen. If you want to, while you're standing, that's up to you. If you want to, while you're standing, Malachi. While you're standing. Just go ahead and worship it on now. Robert's already preached. God's already preached this morning. He's already shown himself strong this morning. We don't need much more than this. We'll just go ahead and close this on now. Jacob's brother, says the Lord. Yet, Jacob, I have loved you. Go down to verse 6. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts. To you priests who despise my name, yet you say, in what way have we despised your name? You offer defiled food on my altar, but say, in what way have we defiled you? By saying the table of the Lord is contemptible. And when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it then to your governor. Will you be pleased? Will he be pleased with you? Will he accept you favorably? Says the Lord of hosts. But now entreat God's favor that he may be gracious to you while this is being done by your hands. Will he accept you favorably? Says the Lord of hosts. Who is there even among you who would shut the doors so that you would not kindle fire on my altar in vain? I have no pleasure in you. Good Lord, says the Lord of hosts. Nor will I accept an offering from your hand. For from the rising of the sun into his going down, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. The folk that's not even supposed to know me.
Well.
In every place, incense shall be offered to my name and a pure offering. Somebody say a pure offering.
Yeah, pure offering.
For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. But you profane it. In that you say, the table of the Lord is defiled and its fruit, its food is contemptible. You will also say, oh, what a weariness, and you sneer at it. Wait a minute. It's a burden for you to bless me, says the Lord of hosts. And you bring the stolen, the lame, and the sick. Thus you bring an offering. Should I accept this from your hand, says the Lord? But cursed be the deceiver who has in his flock a male and takes a vow, but sacrifices to the Lord that is blemished. He said, cursed be that person. For I am I'm a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name is to be feared among the nations. We'll be blessed by the reading of God's word on your way down with your neighbor. Amen. Tell them, rethinking your offering. You got to rethink your offering. Rethink your offering. Rethink your offering. There was a sister and brother, and they were talking, Ronnie. They were talking, Ronnie, and they were playing a little game, Noah's Ark. And so they filled the tub with water and they made a little box. And with the little box, that was going to be the little ark. And they put the ark in the tub. And they was playing Noah's Ark because they just had vacation Bible school. And they learned about Noah's Ark. Soon after that, they started playing with the ark and putting the little animals in and all that good stuff. And about that time, they remembered there was something that the teacher said that we don't want to forget. When the flood and everything was over, that Noah gave what? An offering. Yeah, he gave an offering. And so went to the altar. And so they said, well, we can make a little altar, so we're going to make an offering to the Lord to say thank you for allowing us to live through the flood. So Noah wanted to make it, wanted to present to God an offering. And so they said, so we got to make an offering because that ends the story. We can't end the story without giving thanks to God for helping us get through the flood. So we got to, that's what the teacher told us. We have to make an offering. And so the little children said, go get your toy. And he said, no, go get your toy. He said, well, we got to use something as an offering to the Lord to say thank you. And he said, well, you got a new baby alive for Christmas. Go get that. She said, uh-uh. She said, you got a new Spider-Man for Christmas. Yeah. Go get that. And he said, uh-uh. She said, wait a minute, I know what to do. So the little girl, the sister, runs to the attic, and she gets into the old toys they hadn't played with in a long time, and she dusts off this little lamb with one eye. Come on, somebody. Yeah. And it was dusty, and it was dirty, and she brought it down. She said, we got us an offering. We gonna give it to the Lord. She said, and the brother looked at it, and he said, well, it looked like something wrong with it. She said, oh, no, God won't mind. God won't mind. It doesn't really matter, just as long as it's an offering. Oh, and I heard God saying to these children of Israel today, because the first chapter says there was a burden of the Lord that Malachi had to share this word. He wanted to share with them some blessings, but God said, no, share this word. It's going to be a burden to you, Malachi, but they need to know that I do mind. I'm not like the little girl that brought the lamb said, oh, it don't really matter. God don't mind. He don't really care what you bring. God says, I beg the difference.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to sell any old kind of offering. Amen. Yeah. Somebody. Amen. And so I see God in Malachi, has this opening statement. He kind of sets up a court scene. He says, if I got a case against you, I want to talk to you about something. And here he is. He said, my opening statement, go back to chapter later on and read verse 2. He said, my opening statement, Your Honor, my opening statement, judges, is that I have loved you. Before we can get into the case, before we can get into anything else, I need you all to know, Israel, I'm the God that was for you when nobody else was for you. Come on. Man, he said, come on, Israel. I got a problem. He should understand. I love you deeply. I love you deeply. He says, I'm the God that chose you as my nation. I'm the God that you're my favorite children. I called you out. I'm the God that has his hand on you. You're my children. I loved you with an everlasting love. This is what God wanted to share with them. He said, way before now, I've been caring for you. For you and your descendants, that's how the world was going to be blessed through your seed. He said, way before now, I had a plan. I loved you a long time ago, and I loved you deeply. Yeah. You're the ones that I chose a long time ago. He said, I'm baffled because the ones that I chose are the ones that are rejected. Did y'all see that? He said, I loved you. Now, I thought about Carson's song. And I said, Lord, if he was talking to us in 1 Peter 2, he would say, you're the ones that are my chosen generation. You're my royal priesthood. You're the ones that I called out of darkness into this marvelous light. You're the ones that I love. You're the ones that I used to call enemy, but now I call you friend. You're the ones that I love way before your mother had you in your womb. You're the one that I love deeply. He said, so my love is not in question. Your Honor. God said, my love is not, it's not in question. What we're going to discuss today, Your Honor, is people not responding to my love. People not responding to the mighty acts that I've done in their lives. And so here he is. God says, here he is. I got an issue. I have an issue. The very ones that I chose, that I love so deeply, I don't even realize if you know how much I love you. There are times when you are asleep, when I'm awake, working some things out on your behalf. I don't even know, thinking, can we grasp the depth and the height of the love that he has for us? We can't even imagine, because it's not like no human love that we've ever experienced.
Well, yeah.
No, that's like, no human love. And so here it is. I'm going to call to the stand, God, say if we were in court, I'm going to call my people to the stand. I need them to understand I am not impressed with their offering.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm not impressed with their offering. God says, let me talk to you about something. I'm going to present, Your Honor, if it's okay, let me present some things, because these folks think that I'm just a tool. I'm supposed to bless their businesses. I'm supposed to bless their careers. I'm supposed to bless their children. I'm supposed to bless their church and their family. And they just, for some reason, think I'm a sugar daddy.
Wow.
They can give me whatever they want, and I'm the God that will take it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I am not Santa Claus.
Oh,
no. God begins to talk to them, Gab. He begins to say, wait a minute. Let me present some evidence. Go to verse 6 all the way through. He said, you have brought an insult to God.
Well,
look at that. You have disrespected God. You despised my name. You made me look worthless. Look at some of the things they were bringing there with Rod. He said, you have offended me by bringing sick and lame and broken and blemished and unclean things and called it an offering.
All right.
Look at that. He said, wait a minute. If it's so good for me, won't you go give it to your governor?
Uh-huh.
Did y'all read it? It's in the Bible.
Yeah.
It's in the Bible. If it's such a good offering, go give it to your boss.
Yeah.
Because for your boss, you'll stay late at work. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
For your boss, you'll get up early.
Yeah.
He said, so if it's good enough for the governor, he said, give it to the governor. He said, because I don't want it. Come on, I'm just saying what the Bible said. He said, if the human leader will take it, then give it to him.
Right.
Yeah, and I started thinking about that. Look at the things that we honor. I started looking at that human leadership. I mean, now we fight about who's going to stand at the game, or we're going to bow at the game. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We'll sing the national anthem, and we give honor to the country. We want to stand up. People, I mean, you see men take their hats off. Come on, somebody. Because it's an honor to stand and sing. You see people put their hand over their hearts.
Yeah.
So God says, where is my honor? Did y'all look at that? It's all through there. I'm telling you. We talked about this before. You can be in there when the president makes his announcements. When he comes, everything's stopped. They cut your TV channel. Come on. They'll interrupt your movie. They'll interrupt whatever you watch to say it's time for the president of the United States of America. I don't care what you're watching. I don't care how much you pay for your cable. They'll shut some stuff. They will interrupt, because guess what? Just by nature of his position, he deserves honor. I didn't say you had to vote for him.
Yeah.
But because of who he is, he gets on.
Yeah.
If you're in the room when he comes in the room, whether you voted for him or not, whether you like his situation or not, his policies or not, every reporter stops, every journalist stops and does what? And stands up.
Yeah.
You better not be found in that room sitting down. But you know Trump will say something anyway. But there is an honor that we give to human leaders. If someone walked in here, we have some in here today. We honor the soldiers.
Yeah.
When we honor, there's a special day just for soldiers.
All right.
I have one of my staff members. Whenever those days come, I can never find them, because every restaurant gives them free food. Gives them free food, so he has free breakfast, and he has free lunch, and he has free dinner.
Yeah.
Because we honor the men and the women that fight for the country.
Yeah.
There's honor to them. And then I thought about, what else do we give honor? I thought about, and thought back to my wedding day.
Come on.
You know, marriage used to be an honorable thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was special, because you switched out the rings.
Yeah.
Right.
To each other, symbolic of the love that we share. symbolic of the bond that we're going to have. We are bonded together by love. And you get this ring. It's an honor. The ring says it's an honor to be with you.
Yes.
It's an honor that I get to belong to you. We're bonded by love.
Yes.
What a powerful thing. The ring is symbolic of I'm giving my whole self to this person. And I thought about that in this scripture. And I said, God is probably thinking, I wonder if I'll ever get a... put a ring on it. I wonder if I'll ever get a ring from my people that shows the honor that is due me.
Yep.
Look at that 6:14. Here it is. He says, I'm not going to accept it because you're struggling with the fact that I'm struggling with the fact that you're not responding to my love. He said, what you're offering me is, at best is second best.
Uh-huh.
It's subpar. Are y'all seeing that? He said, I'm struggling because the love that I have is at this height, at this level, but the offering that I'm getting is at this level. There is a disgrace between my love and your offering.
Uh-huh.
Come on now.
Look at that right there. Look at that. And I'm going to look at all that, all the days that we get to share and take off work, all these holidays.
Yeah.
They're special. July 4th is coming up, MLK Day. All of these things. Getting honored. God is saying to the people, when am I going to get my day?
Yeah.
Then he says, okay, God. He says to the judge, he said, okay, now I'm done talking to them. Bring to the stand my leaders. Bring to the stand my priests and Levites. I heard y'all this morning in Sunday school. Said, bring in my priests and Levites because they also need an attitude of judgment.
Yeah.
That the lesson this morning?
Yeah.
They need an attitude of judgment. He says, they have allowed the people to bring any and everything and they'd be okay with it. They have allowed anything to go on and guess what? And they be and it's okay, it's acceptable. They can bring all kinds of things. I brought some illustrations here to show us. You know, they can just bring me any old kind of thing. These are our offerings to the Lord today. Don't y'all laugh. This is our best we can do. This is out to the Lord. We're going to sing old times and some kind of song. Man, we might say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know, right there. But here it is, God is saying, what you are presenting to me somehow does not match the magnitude. It does not match the love and guess what? The provision that I have made for you.
Right.
Look at those offerings. He said, look, they're blemished. He said that they're unclean. They're polluted. And some of them are stolen, Willie Roy. They're lame. He said, look at them. He says, and the priests, the leaders have allowed the people. And they said, I could see them saying, Your Honor, we got something to say. And he said, overruled. Because God is saying, I'm presenting evidence that my people have devalued the relationship that we're supposed to share. Look at that. Look at that. God said, wait a minute. There's a disrespect. He said, I mean, they have parades for everything. After the championship, what? They have parades. Yesterday, they had the Pride and Progress parade. Everybody gets celebrated and get honored. Everybody has a parade except me. God said, where is my parade? Look at this. He said, they're going around doing the task of church, doing the task of Christendom, and they're doing it out of drudgery. They don't even enjoy it. They're doing it out of duty. And he said, I have no pleasure in them. My God, I don't want God to say that about me. I have no pleasure in them. Look at this. He said, everything they're doing, he said, is not out of love for me. They have become so, what verse we just read says, it has become a burden to me. It's burdensome to them. They are giving me weary worship. Oh, God, I just want to ask a question. What did you bring to church today?
Wow.
What offering did you bring today? What offering did we bring to him on yesterday? What thing did we give? And he said, now, wait a minute. He said, before you talk about your offering, I don't want to accept your offering. I first want to accept you.
Yes.
You are the offering that I want first. I don't want you to be a choir member, be an usher. I want to accept, back to that whole self, I want to accept the whole your offering? God. I looked at that and I started changing the sermon type. Because he was saying, I'd rather have no offering at all if this is what I have to deal with.
Come on.
I'm just saying what the Bible said. He said, I'd rather have no offering at all if this is what I would have. So I started changing the sermon title to bring your garbage to God. Bring all the garbage to God as an offering. As a way of saying thanks.
All right.
For all that he's done. You're the one that I provided for. You're the one that I've been protecting. Your children were under the hand of my protection. Right. You're the one that I got around the car wreck last week. I'm the one that God said that he's been taking care of. He said, and this is what I received as an offering.
Yeah.
I'm the one that gave you the raise when you shouldn't have got the raise. I'm the one that made a way when I shouldn't have made a way. I'm that God that's been a provider and protector. I'm that God that's been a way maker. I'm that God that's brought you through hard times, difficult times. I'm that God that sometimes didn't bring you out but got in the middle of it with you. Yeah. I am that God that created peace in the midst of a storm. I'm the God that said you couldn't go to school. I'm the God that provided a scholarship. I am that God, and this is what I get for my honor. This is what I get. So God seemed to feel a certain kind of way.
Come on.
About how they were treated. He seemed to feel a certain kind of way, actually. Made him feel a certain kind of way.
Yeah.
By how they were treated him. So just giving God any old thing, he said, will be just fine. God said, I am disgusted and I will not accept.
Yeah.
I won't accept the offer. Look at this. He says, if you keep on reading right around verse, what that is. He said, what your offering says about you, says about our relationship. He said, look at that part. He said, there's something wrong. There is a misconcept that you have forgotten who I am by the nature of what you're giving me.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you've forgotten who I am. You've forgotten the work of our relationship. You said that church Sunday that he is worthy to be praised. He said, well, my question is, am I? Am I really worthy to be praised? Worthy, worship. Is he really worthy to be praised? Am I really worthy to be worshipped? Look at 11 through 14. He said, wait a minute. I don't believe the issue is really about the offering. I believe the issue is an attitude of the heart.
All right.
It's an attitude of the heart. It defines our relationship. It defines your, how are you going to bring sick animals? Blemish and pus and stuff running out. And lame and stolen. How you gonna bring a hot animal? Stolen. How you gonna bring an animal stolen from your neighbor? And say, God, this is the best I can do. I fixed it up for you, God. Look at this. The bag also. I fixed it up for you, God. This is what I bring to you. This is what my prayer life. I'm kind of busy. I don't have time to be praying all the time. I'm kind of busy. I don't have time to be studying the Bible all the time, Lord. This is what I got. This is my offering.
All right.
And he said, it's an attitude of the heart. You remember Genesis? When Cain and Abel?
Yeah.
Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
And God did not accept one of their gifts. Who was it? It was brother Abel.
Yeah.
Right? Here he is. God said, wait a minute. I looked up something interesting about that. I read it. Because it said, God did not respect his offering. God did not give respect to his offering. He brought the same thing. Cain and Abel brought, they brought both something from their flock, something from the God said, the Bible says, I again, no, did not respect, and Cain got an attitude. Did y'all see that?
Yeah.
He gets an attitude. What was that? I gotta go to that. Genesis 4. Is that what that is? Genesis 4. I think I'm gonna save here. Genesis 4. Let's look at that real quick, I think. See if I got that saved right here somewhere. So they both brought the gift. Verse 5 said, but God did not respect Cain and his offering. Did you see that? Not just Cain, but his offering. Did not respect. And Cain was very angry. And his countenance fell. And so God said to him, what you tripping about? What you upset about?
Uh-huh.
Look at verse 7. If you do well, will you not be accepted? Y'all see that? And then later on, you hear he gets an attitude when God asks him where was his brother. And he said, he got smart. Am I my brother's keeper? Also, he got an attitude now.
Am I
my brother's keeper? Is that my job to watch him?
Yeah.
While mama's gone?
Yeah.
When we begin to disregard or not pay attention to the offering or not giving God our best offering, guess what? We begin to head, we begin to spiral down in our relationship with him.
All right.
Look at that. He said the quality of your offering is unacceptable. Not necessarily because of the offering, because guess what? You can sing till the cows come home, but sometimes it's about motive. Are you doing it to be noticed? Are you doing it to get recognition? Are you doing it to say, you know what? If I don't show up, it's not going to happen at church today.
Well,
he said, what's your motive for your offering? Look at those offerings that we bring to God. God says it is unacceptable. Then he says something very interesting. He says, I'm concerned about something because your offering don't match the status of who I am. Your offering doesn't match that I'm a true king. Your offering doesn't match. He said, everything you bring me ought to be suitable for a king. Everything. Is your praise suitable for a king? Is your finances that you bring to the kingdom... I remember that play, Julie. The play Who Killed the Church?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And the average member, they had an average member. The average member, she said, I didn't kill the church. I've been giving 2 bits ever since I've been going to that church. Y'all missed it. She's been giving a quarter ever since she's been coming to the church 50 years. So she said, I had no points in killing the church.
Yeah.
So this is not about finances today. The question is my offering that I'm giving God the very best offering that I can give him?
Come on.
Am I giving him the very best of my life? That is the question we have to ask today. Malachi said it's a hard word, but somebody got to deliver.
Right.
Somebody got to deliver. He said it's a burden from the Lord, but somebody got to deliver it. Because guess what? We've gotten lax. We've gotten complacent, he said. They're losing their commitment. And he said, and they're bringing any and everything to God and expecting God to accept
it.
Look at that. And was it fit for a king? And then I kept looking. I said, well, I know sometimes, we talk about this a lot at work. When we go out to a restaurant, we search for the best restaurant. We look up the reviews.
Come on.
We want the best of everything.
Uh-huh.
Seems like it's fair for God to ask for the best of everything. We look for the best doctors. We're trying to find a surgeon for the pastor. We want to find the best surgeon. Come on, the pastor to come home. Y'all missed it. We search for the best building insurance. Who's going to build the church? We search for the best contractors.
Yeah.
Who's got the 5-star customer service?
Right.
We search for the best in every area of our life. We search for the best man. I'm sorry, contractor. We search for the best woman. Everything. We go out of our way, extreme measures to find the best. We don't want just any kind of car. I'ma search the best car. What's the rating on this car? What's the rating on this car? What they saying about this car? We search it. We research it. Cause guess what? I don't want to be stopped. Have to call back, say, pick me up. Want to find the best thing. And God said, seem like I'm standing here asking for something that you ought to be used to. Cause guess what? You've been looking for. I'm looking for the same thing.
All right. Come on,
if you're going to sing, give me your best song.
Yeah.
If you're going to preach, give me your best sermon. Yeah. If you're going to swim, give me your best. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I expect, I deserve, guess what? Whatever is suitable for a king.
Come on.
Whatever is suitable for a king. I'm already done the problem a couple of times now because I heard your testimony. He says, look at that other person. He says, now, the Gentiles, the folk who don't know me, he says, they are going to think that I'm worthless.
Well,
if they look at your offering, they won't believe that I'm a great God. If they look at your offering, they won't believe that I'm a great king. So the Gentiles will begin to reduce the God that Y'all. At work, they are watching, because you'll say, Sunday was awesome, God was good, yeah. We had a great time in worship, and at work, you took a 2-hour break.
Yeah.
If that's the best you can do, God said, I'd rather not have an offering at all.
Yeah.
Because you're causing the Gentiles to treat me the same way. There used to be a day when people would say something against God, and we would defend that. But now, we go along to get along. They disrespect him, we disrespect him.
All right.
We don't fight for him anymore like we used to. People would say things, and he said, wait a minute. No, now there's an open disrespect. You can talk about God, you can crack jokes, and nobody says anything, so we can be politically correct. Where is my honor?
All right.
Come out now.
That's what God was asking. Where is my honor? There's a disrespect in the world, and y'all seem to be okay with it.
Come on now.
He said, but guess what? Look at that last verse. He said, but I don't care what happens, I'm going to be a great king no matter what.
Yeah, right.
There is nothing in a human being, because you're a mere human. There is nothing a mere human can do that will keep me from being a great king. He said, my name is going to be declared all through the earth because I am a great king.
Yes.
Now let's look at this real quickly. And we're out of here. Look at this real quickly. He says to the judge, that for some reason they don't think real highly of me. I was saying, Judge. He said, I watched over them, took care, paid their mortgage, brought them in the midnight hour when they didn't have nobody to talk to.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I got a case against them because I'm trying to figure out why they are not putting me on a higher scale. Why they don't value our relationship. He says, I'm looking at what they presented to me, and it's indicating that they really don't love me. So, Judge, I got a problem. I got a case on them, Judge. And I'm presenting evidence that says, if you think I'm satisfied with this, if you think I'm okay with this, you're saying that I'm not better to you than this. Mm. And he says, I've been better to you than this. Church already over. I've been better to you than this. You know when you was in the hospital and I came to see about you, I've been better to you.
Than this.
You know when they called the church together and said, pray for so-and-so, you're going to get 10 years in prison and God turned it up. You know I've been better to you than this. You know you said you're going to be smoking drugs and don't rest your life. You couldn't be set free. God couldn't deliver you. He couldn't do it for you. And you know right now, I changed your whole appetite.
Yes,
you don't want no drugs. You don't want no alcohol. Because guess what? I've been better to you
than this.
You know you went through a rough time in your life and you thought about suicide. You didn't want to live. And guess what? Try to take the pills. Try to drive a car off the bridge. Yes. And I interrupted your plan.
Yeah. Yes.
So I've been better to you than this.
Yeah.
Been better to you than this.
Yeah.
Come on.
They said you didn't have the funds. They said you didn't have what you needed to go to college. They said you wasn't going to pass the test. They said, but guess what? Some kind of way you got a scholarship. Some kind of way I worked it out. Some kind of way I was up the door because that's what I do. I'm a way maker. So I know I've been better to you than this.
Yeah.
I've been better to you than this. So the question we have to ask, Justice, is starting today and tomorrow and next week, what does my offering look like? I've got to rethink my offering.
All right.
Got to rethink my offering.
Come on now.
If I want the God of the universe, the head of my life, to be pleased with me, I've got to rethink if he's satisfied with my offering. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's our question for today.
Yeah.
Been written on. Oh, that verse.
Come on.
This one kind of flashes, so you almost made it. almost made it. So far. Second best. Not my first best, but second. Afterthought. I'll give God what's left.
Yeah.
given what's left. So the, God has never liked being served left over.
Come on now. Come on.
He has never enjoyed being served left over. And here it is. I'll get around to it, God. I'm going to do better. And that sounds good. This poor thing can't even hardly stand up. But God, take it, Lord. That's the best I can do. And he said, what do you mean you said, I haven't loved you? They didn't even say so. When God would say something, they got a question.
Yeah.
I said, I have loved you. He said, well, they said, when was that? God didn't say, you know, I'm taking care of you. I've been good to you. Well, when was that? When was that? See, something about spiritual amnesia.
All right.
My old pastor used to say, if you forget the goodness of God and don't celebrate the goodness of God, it'll take you on a long journey to get back to where you need to be.
Yeah.
He said, a short memory can make for a long trip.
Yeah.
Because God may have to take you back down that same tube.
Yeah.
And remind you of day one, I did this. Day two, I did this. And you'll soon be forget. Wait a minute. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Come
on now.
You don't know the many days and nights that we pray for when it won't. How dare him come in and give God this? How dare. Do you know that God can heal a mind? I'm a testimony. Because I know God can heal a mind. Not only can heal you physically, but there's a deep place in your heart where you can hurt. But God can heal that place like nobody else can. How dare I come in and give him this?
All right.
He's been better to me than this.
Yes.
Some of us in here, gone through situations, domestic violence, all kinds of things in our life. Some stuff that nobody really even knows. Yes. But we don't even know why we are still standing.
Well,
he's been better to us than this.
Yes.
So we got to look at ourselves and say, wow, when I've been slipping, dipping, and tripping, God has been just blessing my mess, just blessing, just blessing. He said, when you had not obtained mercy, now you've obtained mercy. Yes. You were not a people, now you are a people. That's enough to give me glory right there. That's enough to give me praise right there. Because I know your real testimony.
Mm-hmm.
You know Ernest can't tell everything in church like he tell on Sunday school. He can't tell everything because we'll have different color hair. He can't tell everything. But guess what? I am not upset when he continues to share his testimony because God's been better to him than this.
Yes.
Well.
Why is it that she runs around? Why does Maxine holler like that? Why does so-and-so do that and jump up and down? Why they act like that? Because God's been better to us than this. And we must not give him this for praise.
All right.
Don't let him discourage you when you holler out. We say, why is she hollering out like that? Because guess what? You know that you almost lost your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you refuse to give God that.
Amen.
Because he's been a keeper to you.
Amen.
He's been a sustainer to us.
Well,
and how dare us, the God of the universe, how dare us, he don't sleep or slumber. We go to bed, he watch. Matter of fact, he said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to dispatch my angels to watch over you and keep you in all of your ways. The song says like this, all night, all day. Angels are watching over me, my Lord. How dare us give God this for an offering?
Well,
we read in the passage, it said a pure offering. Does anybody have a praise? We just had that last song. We just gave God a praise. Don't y'all see that?
Yeah.
We gave God a praise offering.
Amen.
But there was some, perhaps, who said, I'll just do this little hand right here. This offering right here. I'm not going to really get into the praise. I'm going to act like that at church. But some of us realize that we could not settle for this.
All right.
We wanted it to be a sweet smelling aroma to our God.
Hallelujah.
And we wanted him to be pleased with our sacrifice. How dare us walk into this house and not give God what is due his name?
All right.
How dare us? We got some cancer survivors in this house.
Yeah.
We will not come in and just give him a thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is worthy. More to us than this. That's why Robert and Leroy had to alter the whole service.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't wait till we're going to do after the sermon. We're going to do it right now. Because he's been better than y'all. As I was sitting there, we're close. As I was sitting there, I was thinking about it. And this got me a little uncomfortable, and Robert uncomfortable. As I was sitting there and we were worshiping and giving God praise, I was thinking about all the people just this week we got phone calls from. I'm talking about the pastor White House. The phone calls just in this one week, and I thought I was just going to run.
Yeah.
I thought I was just going to run, Willie Boy. Because I just said, why? If Linda had called and given us a different story, church would have been different today.
Yeah.
If Destiny's mom would have called and gave us a different story, church would have been different.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
If somebody said Maxine was on highway, something would have been different about our experience.
Amen.
Today.
Yeah, yeah.
So why not give God praise for what he's already done?
Yeah.
at the hospital with their dress on backwards that don't even know their name. on the seventh floor. Come on, somebody. Some of them did some drugs. Other folk died and we lived. Come on, somebody. Help me right here. We dare not give God a thank God. They did the same thing we did. They was in the same room. And we are still here. The song says, I'm done. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I ever done. But God said, the best thing that you ever did was let me, he loved me first. That's the best thing that ever happened to you. I loved you first. When you were out there dead in trespass and sin and shaking your rump, I loved you.
Come on.
They don't talk about you, brother, the rump shaking. They don't talk about that. When you were out there doing your thing, I loved you at that place.
Come on.
And you dare get in church and be cute? I don't mess up my makeup. I was messed up before I came to get up here. Because I don't come to church to be cute. I'm just saying. I am cute, but I don't come to church to be cute. How dare us. Even in the morning, if you wake and the sun hits your face.
All right.
From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name is to be what? Praise.
Yes.
Before I get out of bed, thank you, Lord. I got two legs. I'm able to walk. Thank you. I'm not on oxygen this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you. I didn't have to call my nurse this morning. Thank you. And guess what? Even at my dad's group home, they thank God for the nurses. They thank God for the oxygen. I walk into the group home. I'm done. I walk into the group home with people who are supposed to not be in their right mind. Alzheimer's, dementia people. And every time I walk in, they say, you want to sing? They're supposed to have a diagnosis. And when I walk in, I say, yeah, Jesus loves me.
Yeah.
People that have Alzheimer's and dementia say, yes, Jesus, y'all, yes, love me.
All right.
Yes, Jesus loves me. And then one of them, she stands up, she goes, I have to stand. For the Bible tells me. Y'all don't hear me. She said, I'm not going to be in this group home and give God this because he's been better to me. Then the other says, little ones to him belong. I think she's a musician back in the day. Because she always says, they are weak. It's amazing how they can't remember how to put a tie a shoe. But we talk about God. Come on. When you talk about the goodness of God, I mean, the nurse in the bathroom, the caregiver say, how you do that? They can't remember my name. And I walk in and say, y'all ready? I believe I'll hold on a little while longer. They say, hold on. She said, y'all even finished eating. They said, we'll eat in a minute. Hold on. Something in their mind remembers.
Yeah.
It remembers his goodness.
Yeah.
And they believe in celebrating his greatness.
All right. Yeah.
Come on, sisters. He starts out saying, an opening statement. He said, Jacob, he said, I love y'all, Israel. I love you. I need you to know I love you. In case somebody don't know that today, you need to know beyond a shadow of a doubt. He said, I love you.
All right.
And it's been everlasting. It's been ongoing. It's been continual. It's been consistent. Even in my state, yes. Yes, somebody that doesn't know Christ. Even the place I'm in now, in a dirty place, yes. Even in that place, we're all sinning. Even in that place, we're all sinning. And we're just standing with you so you'll know that we're standing with you.
Yeah.
If you have never accepted Christ in your life, we want you to know we are a church that will welcome you here, to walk with you and talk with you and teach you. If you're trying to find that perfect church, that one down the street.
That's real. That's real. That's real.
That's real. That's good news. You ask broke, just get them by yourself. We have some counselors coming down. They'll take you aside and pray. We have some counselors coming down.
Thank you.
bless you, my sister.
Sister Jennifer.
I just want to thank everybody. Best day for all you.
prayers and everything. I know my baby, she's kind of bashful. She won't stand up and say nothing. But I just want to say thank y'all because it was a scary moment. I tried to hold it together and keep both the kids together and everything, but that was a scary situation. It's still a long road ahead. So y'all please keep continuing to pray. And